This is The Republic of Tea Shops, written and read by Tipsy Kitty. Rosa knew it was going to be a bad day before she'd even had her breakfast. When she reached into the bowl of fruit she kept on her counter and dislodged an irritable green snake that had the bad manners to hiss at her as though she was the intruder. After she relocated it to the backyard, she went to survey the previous night's damage in the main room of her tavern. One broken chair and three smashed tankards, not too bad, though she could do without the pile of sick in one corner and the half-naked man passed out in another. The veneer of urine on the floor she scarcely noticed anymore. Fucking pirates. She needed to find a new way to make a living. She was behind the bar a few hours later when the two men came in for rooms, looking shifty but, considering her normal clientele, not that shifty. "Two rooms, please," said the man with wavy blonde hair. "We have one room." "But we need two rooms. You must have more than one available." "One room, one bed." "You must be mistaken." Rosa raised an eyebrow. "Are you saying I can't count?" "No, of course not, but one bed? That won't do at all." He wrung his hands together and glanced over his shoulder as though looking for pursuers. "We'll take it," said his companion, who had long graying hair and coal smudged all over his face. If her cousin was to be believed, it was Blackbeard himself, rumored to be terrorizing the islands these past few months in a mask of paint. But Rosa was dubious. She knew exactly how much Teresa liked to exaggerate, especially when she'd had a few pints. Also, this guy looked like a bereft chimney sweep. Rosa doubted he could terrorize a sand flea. "We can't possibly share a bed, Edward. Not when you keep threatening to throw me down a cistern." "Or the bilge, I'm not choosy. At least I don't know where you fucking are." "I have explained that, Ed." "Not very well, Steed. Or do you think I'm..." "Hey," Rosa snapped. "As fascinating as I'm sure you think this is, I have a bar to tend. Do you want the room or not?" They exchanged glances and the blonde, Steed, threw up his hands in surrender. "And you're not running from, say, the English Navy?" Rosa pressed. Like she didn't have enough trouble running a business on this pirate-infested backwater without harboring fugitives. "What?" squeaked Steed. "Of course not. Obviously not. Whatever would give you that idea?" She could actually see him breaking out in a sweat. "Oh, funny that. Now we're down to no rooms." Ed winked and slid her an extra coin and she sighed, waving them towards the stairs. "Third from the left." So, yes, maybe if she'd listened to Teresa, she might not have found herself staring at the smoking ruins of her tavern at dawn the next morning. "So dreadfully sorry about all this," said Steed, as Ed hustled him towards the shore while the soldiers were distracted. She noted that a good portion of the coal Ed had been wearing the night before had been transferred to Steed's face and chest. Nice for them, but she didn't think her home and business deserved to be sacrificed for their reconciliation. "Yep, sorry, here you go then," said Ed, thrusting a sack of gold at her. "It's probably not cursed," he added as they ran off into the sunrise, giggling like newlyweds. Rosa sighed. Fucking pirates. Maybe she could open a tea room. The end.